Baskets, Monday, May 24th, 2010. We're barreling down the road heading towards 2012 to find out if the Earth is going to come to an end. Fasten your seatbelts. This is Robert Lee Camp. Welcome to the show tonight. Hope you've had a great day today. Our show is about destiny, about your destiny, about the destinies of human beings all over the world. We're a unique planet. We're very unique when you think about it. You know, I was just watching a show on TV just a few minutes ago. My wife was saying, you should check out this show. It was a sci-tech show all about SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. And they're building new satellites. They're building new receivers here on the Earth. They're spending and have spent billions of dollars, been searching the universe for just one little radio signal, just something that would indicate there's intelligent life somewhere else in space. And they've been doing this now for, I don't know, 20 years. But they've been doing it. Now they got computers doing it full time, and the computers do all the listening, and the computers will let them know if anything interesting pops up. And guess what? They haven't had one signal yet. Not even one. Not even one interesting signal ever showed up. Kind of reminds me of all the people at the airports, the security, airport security. They haven't found one bomb yet. So it may be true that we are the only intelligent life in the universe. Or maybe somebody else just skipped radio waves altogether. See, this, the way these things work is radio waves travel at the speed of light. And because of that, if anybody had a planet that went through a technological development, they would probably have radio at some point. And we would pick up something from that. And those frequencies, even if they evolved out of it, we would get all the time. We would receive signals from every point in history. So far, no signals. So we are very unique. And because of that, well, let's consider that we might be the only ones here on the planet, in the universe. Now, I think actually everything in the universe has intelligence. But maybe the human species is an experiment that's going on to see how consciousness works, something along those lines. Anyway, our show is about destiny. Today is May 24th. Every day of the year is connected to one of the 52 cards in the deck. And the card of your birthday defines a lot about you. It doesn't limit you, but it does accurately portray you. Whether you like it or not, and you may not like it. A lot of people don't like the fact that the cards know about them, especially if you're secretive. The cards will tell you that too, by the way. But the cards, because it's not like they're really doing anything, but because they're intimately connected with this Earth that we live in, they're just a symbolic representation of the Earth's cycles, really. Because of that, they reflect us because we're part of that Earth too. We're part of those cycles too, whether we like it or not. In our minds, we would like to elevate ourselves above everything else. We would like to disassociate ourselves with nature and all the cycles of life, but we can't. We're here on the Earth. We have five fingers on each hand. We have five holes in our face, and there are five visible planets. It's just the way that it is. It's just the way that it is. Very interesting that we all live here at this time. So people born today would be an eight of clubs. Maybe you know somebody born today. There's quite a few celebrities born today. Bob Dylan was born today. Roseanne Cash, Patti LaBelle, Priscilla Presley. She's 65. Can you believe she's 65 years old today? Seems like so, wasn't that long ago that, you know, I've seen her on TV and stuff. She seemed a lot young. Kristen Scott Thomas was born today. Alfred Molina, a really great actor who played one of Spider-Man's nemesis on, I think it was Spider-Man 3. Jim Broadbent. Let's see who else. Some lesser known rock musicians. Vivian Trimble. John C. Reilly's born today. Oh, that doesn't surprise me. Eric Close, rapper, recording executive Heavy D, rapper Jared Mixon, a.k.a. Big Time, rock musician Cody Hansen of Hinder, and so forth and so on. Happy birthday to all you. This is a fixed birthday. This is a card that has no karma cards, literally. Not the kind of karma cards that most cards have. They don't owe anybody. Nobody owes them. They have no mirrors in other cards except for their own family of seven, which are all fixed. Even the semi-fixed cards are fixed in their nature. That's a little clue for some of you studying the cards. They're all fixed. The Eight of Clubs is fixed mentally. But then again, the Ace of Clubs is also fixed mentally. But Eight of Clubs is more outstandingly fixed mentally. And they don't have that altered card that the Ace of Clubs has with the Two of Hearts that gives them a different flavor. But people born today would be somebody who would be very competitive with the Six of Diamonds, which that competitive spirit is what makes a lot of people successful. Just having an Eight of Clubs by itself may not be enough to guarantee success, whereas you add a Six of Diamonds ruling card to it, and you have somebody who could actually compete and would want to compete. And to compete means to win, and they would win more often. So you don't know what happened with a lot of these famous people. You don't know how they got to be famous and what kind of struggles and what kind of fights they had to go through on their way up to the top. But you can bet that anybody born today is a fighter and somebody who can compete and does compete to make things happen. If you're born today, please be sure and call in and let us know so we can give you a birthday reading, okay? The system that we're referring to tonight on the show is called, doesn't really have an official title. We call it the Book of Destiny system. It's called the Destiny Card System. It's been given other names too. Sacred Symbols of the Ancients. And my purpose in having the show is to spread the word about it. I'm hoping that you will find interest in doing this for yourself. It is very easy to learn. It's funny, we sold a couple of Cards Your Destiny books to a woman recently, and she sent them back. And I know what happened. She opened up the book and saw all the charts and just said, oh, I could never do this. And she just put them back, sent them back. Because this happens. But actually, the system is actually really easy to learn and to do. It doesn't take 20 to 30 minutes to learn how to do it. But if you just open the book and look at all the information in there, you'll think, oh, this is overwhelming. But actually, if you follow the directions in the beginning, it's very simple. It doesn't take high intelligence. It doesn't take psychic ability. And you can derive information that is more accurate than anything else out there. This is really the thing. And astrologers tell me this. Everybody tells me this. There is nothing they have ever found that would really accurately portray not only their own self and their characteristics, but what's going on in their life right now, what has happened, and then because of that, they have a lot of faith that when it talks about the future, that's going to be accurate too. So there are a couple of aspects to this. You know, each of us has what we call a birth karma. Your birth card is a symbol of, and your ruling card, a symbol of some of the karma you were born with. And you are going to act out in certain ways in spite of yourself. You're going to act out. You're going to have certain things that have to happen to you too, because you chose this because of the karma that you had. You chose this birthday. It's not really making it happen to you. It's just a symbol so we can see it, the mirror of it. So one of the most powerful uses of the system is it shows up like a mirror for us that we can use to see ourselves. It can help us accept ourselves in many cases. You know, sometimes people have a lot of parental pressure, a lot of pressure to be something or be somebody. And it's not really them. Their parents have a fixed idea about who they should be. Maybe their parents are Eight of Clubs and they just don't want to give up their notion about the child. The card will say, hey, maybe you're a three, you're creative. You're not really ever going to be an eight. And that's okay. It's okay not to be an eight. It's okay to be whatever you are. Every card has a beautiful expression. every single card in the deck has a beautiful expression. It has a high expression. One of love, one that helps other people, one that gives to the world. Every card also has a negative expression. There is no card that's without a negative expression as well. No one's perfect. We're all here working on stuff. We're all here experiencing a life that is sometimes easy and sometimes challenging. And that's just the way that it is. It's not wrong. It's not bad. It's just the way that life is here on the planet. So the cards help us to embrace all of that. I think that's the biggest benefit. And, you know, it can be used for practical matters, to plan trips, to plan things in life, seeing if the indications ahead are going to be helpful or not. Once you've determined by your own testing, once you've verified the accuracy of the system, then you'll feel comfortable about testing it and by using it in your planning and so forth. I wouldn't even recommend you. Like, people are kind of funny. They think that this is something that I want people to believe in. I don't really have a lot of I don't really put a lot of stock in belief myself. This is not something I would encourage anybody to believe in, or I wouldn't encourage people to believe in anything, really. But this is something that you can test for yourself. That's why the very first book ever published about the system was called The Mystic Test Book. It was called The Mystic Test Book because the system can be tested. And I invite people to test it. Don't believe it. See if it's accurate. Let it prove itself to you by its own veracity or not. Maybe it won't be accurate for you. Maybe it's just not for you. I don't think it's for everybody. Okay? Now, we're going to have a nice little talk in a minute about the way of the mystic. But before that, I'm going to make an announcement or two, and then we're going to, after the talk, we're going to open up the phone lines. Some of you you call in 2 or 3 hours before the show. If you notice on the email that I send out, it says on there that the show starts at 7 o'clock, you know, just before 7 o'clock Pacific time. That means on the West Coast. So, you know, you could save yourself a lot of time by not calling in so early. And really, if you really want to ensure that you get a spot to be able to ask me a question as a listener, your best time to call in is right around 7 o'clock. I mean, that's from my experience. Maybe Seth might have a different opinion. He's the one that runs the station. But that's what I would think would be one of the best times to call, would be just around 7 o'clock. You're not calling too early, and you're going to be one of the first people to call. And that's what you want to do if you really want to get in and ask a question. Now, if you've called in before and you've asked questions before, take a break. Let other people call in. Let some new people call who haven't called in very much. Let other people share and have this. I mean, I'm doing this really to show people how the system works. I'm not just doing this just to give away free readings all night. Most of you probably know that that's one of the ways that I support myself, is by doing readings. So it's never my intention just to have people calling in for free readings, but I want you to see how this works for yourself and see how it can be useful. How it can be useful. Now, I've been doing this for 20 years, and nobody who picks up the books is going to be like this, maybe good at it right away, but it won't take more than a year. You could be a master of this. You could be doing readings yourself. There's no doubt about it. Anybody can. A lot of you already are. I know a lot of you out there, and I know you're doing readings now, and I certainly encourage that. My whole thing, being a diamond, I'm a queen of diamonds, has always been to want people to be more prosperous and to have something they love that they can make money at. So this system is just perfect for that, and a lot of people take advantage of that. But if you've called in recently, please don't call in. Let other people to call in, okay? Let's have some new people on the line, and we'll spread this around a little bit. Okay, the announcement is that this weekend there's going to be a sale. I'll be sending out an email to everybody who's on our list. You'll get an email for the Labor Day sale we're going to have or Memorial Day sale. Which is it? Now I'm mixed up. I'll get a little bit whacked out here. But there's going to be a sale this weekend, and I'll be announcing it'll be coming by an email blast. And what we're going to have is, this will be the first time we're going to have a special on the things found on our new website, the brand new courses. There's actually going to be a new course because we just had a class this 2-3 weeks ago about planning with the cards, how to do personal and professional planning with the cards. That's going to be available on my new website, e7thunders.com. And we're going to have a special price for that for people who are just getting started. And we're going to offer a special on all the courses on there. Now, the way that E7 Thunders works is you can go there and you take a course and it's on your web browser. You don't have to have any CDs mailed to you. You don't have to have any compatibility issues with how you watch the CDs. It's going to be really, really great. And you can go there and take the course at your leisure. You have like so many months to complete it. Lessons are given to you one piece at a time. Every day or every 2 days or every 3 days, you can watch it at your leisure. You don't have to do it right away. You can take your time with it. It's really, really cool. It's the new way. It's the way things are headed in our current world. It's a new technology, and we're hoping to take advantage of it. So look for that sale later this week. We're also going to have sort of a closeout sale on things that we have left over, because we're not going to be offering CDs and things like that anymore. So the ones that we have some printed books that we're not going to be offering anymore. And all these things that we have laying around, we're going to offer some specials on those in case you want to get them. The last bit of our stock, you might say. Okay, so that is our announcement for tonight. Hope you you'll see the email. You'll know what it's all about when you get the email later this week. Our topic tonight is about the way of the mystic. There's an old saying that says, a person who is in the world but not of the world. To be in the world and be not of the world is the way of the mystic. And really, I think most of you listening tonight are on the path of the mystic, whether you acknowledge it or not. You wouldn't even be here if you had not searched for answers in your life through out of the ordinary channels. If you weren't looking for information, if you weren't looking in other places other than the normal way, you would not be here tonight listening to this show. And the way of the mystic is one in which the person is experiencing life, but always looking inside themselves to ask themselves, why did I attract this? Why did I create this? And not things like, why am I the victim of this? And why does the world treat me so badly? And what's wrong with me? And why are people so much this way or that way? The way of the mystic is more of the person who looks at everything as if he or she had created that. So he or she has an internal perspective on life. External things are regarded and given proper and due importance in your life when you're a mystic. You take care of things. You look at the externals and you give them their proper due. You do the things that you have to do and you do them well. But you know on a deep level that nothing in the world will really make you happy. You might go through the motions of acquiring things, obtaining things, accomplishing things. But you know in your heart of heart that that's never going to really add anything to you that really makes a difference. The way of the mystic is to be in harmony with the natural laws of the universe, to know that the world and every person on the planet has natural cycles. The way of the mystic is also the person who can accept others, knowing that the things that they're doing are not personal against you. If anything bad happens in life, it's not personal. It was never personal. A lot of it is just the madness of our world. The human ego collectively has a lot of power, a lot of momentum from centuries of our identification with our mind. It's not personal when people do the things that they do. We take it personal, and in taking it personal, we as mystics realize that that shows us our own ego attachment, how we are clinging on to identities with thoughts, ideas, things, people, and our real security is that is our security feels threatened by these things, even though nothing's really being threatened. The way of the mystic is to release one's attachment. And when the mind goes crazy and there's fear and doubts and confusion, and to realize that it's just the mind and that right this moment, nothing really bad is happening. These are all related to the life of the mystic. And I would say that many of you, if not all of you listening tonight, are walking the path of the mystic. Which leads us into the science of astrology, numerology, and the cards, which are mystical sciences. I call them sciences because they're based on numbers. They're not just based on randomness. It's not hoping. You don't have to hope or pray for to get answers. You just look and you see. It's the things are plain. They're easy to see if you know where to look. And these sciences are here to aid us. They're not meant, though, to be a chain. They're not meant to chain us or to have us develop a new ego that's all identified with our card. That's a tricky one. Being aware of how the ego will want to attach itself to a card and how you can get all touchy-feely and touchy-sensitive and, you know, all about your card, or you can feel good about yourself because your card is a king or a higher number than somebody else or something like along these lines. So the way of the mystic is to always be aware of this inner conversation and know that it's not really real, and so not take it so seriously. And to realize that life is just a beautiful, wonderful experience that's happening right now. All right, we're going to take a short break. I hope you enjoyed that little talk. On our breaks, I usually play a song. Tonight I'm going to play one of my newer songs that I really like called Flying. I hope you enjoy it. When we come back, the lines are full, and we'll start with Deanie from somewhere. Be right back after the break. That was a song that I call Flying. I hope you enjoyed that. Okay, we're back with our callers. And first up tonight is a woman named Deanie, whose birthday is June 22nd, 1938. She's got a birthday coming up very soon. Are you with us, Deanie?
I am.
Welcome to the show.
And by the way, it's a joke that you said she's from somewhere. And that's a joke with some friends of mine. I'm from Minneapolis.
So where are you from?
Minneapolis. I'm from somewhere. I live on the planet.
Usually Seth will write down for me where you're from, but he didn't write it this time, so I just had to speculate. So you are going to be 72 years old here in a few days.
I am.
Good for you. You sound like you got lots of energy.
Good.
So what would you like to know about your next year? Or what question do you have for me?
Well, I needed a question to speak with you. But it is, for the first time in my life, people are owing me money. And, and it's just like a huge surprise. And they're not, they're not coming through like they should.
Uh-huh. So is this the first time you ever lent money to people?
Kind of. I mean, it's
yeah.
Like I did a job. I mean, I did something for somebody, and it's a lot. They didn't pay me off right away. I bought a bike, and I decided that it wasn't to my best interest to have the bike. My cousin owns the company, and so they took it back, and I haven't gotten the money back. And then somebody was taking care of me, and she called me up and said, I need $100. So I gave it to her, and it's just. And then a friend of mine asked me to buy a present. I mean, it's not huge, huge amount.
Uh-huh.
But still, it's it's karma.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you just never had this experience before of lending money to people before. So you didn't really ever have to deal with that before now. You know what I mean?
This is. Only in one case. The other cases are in kind of interpersonal relationship kind of thing.
Yeah.
I see it. It's not a clear exchange.
Well, like I said, I think maybe you just never had this experience before, because if you did, you would kind of know what's going on, and you don't talk like somebody who knows what's going on. Okay?
That doesn't know what's going on?
About the money thing, about the money lending thing. You don't sound like you've had these problems before.
Well, I have lent money to people before, but I don't like how this is.
Well, I used to tell people based on my own experiences, I used to say to people, if you really want to get rid of somebody, the best way to get rid of somebody is to lend them money.
Uh-huh.
You'll never see him again.
Uh-huh. Well,
it's a good way, and it could be an inexpensive way to get rid of somebody you don't want to have around. But lending money to people, especially people that are your friends, is very risky.
Well, you never lend anybody anything that you can't, more than you can afford to lose. One is $100. One is $16. I mean, that ain't no big money. I mean, it's just like she doesn't care. I mean, it's like she's being.
Well, some people can. My first wife used to think that when people, she would ask people to lend her money and they would. She never felt like she had to pay it back, ever. It was just the way she was. She was born in a family where there was always support. And in her mind, money borrowed from friends and family was money that was to keep. Now, that's not really true.
That's exactly true for me. It is true. Because, I have always been taken care of.
Well, I'm just saying that the people you're lending to might have that same belief. You know what I mean? It's up to you to make sure that that's not the belief they're going on before you lend it to them. See? It's up to you. But as far as the cards go, I don't see anything here one way or the other. I don't think this is going to be I don't think this is an issue that's going to last very long for you.
Okay.
I think as soon as your birthday comes, within a week of your birthday, this is all going to clear up and there's not going to be anything to even think about. You won't even remember this happened.
Oh, good. What can I expect is going to show up?
Well, I just told you one thing, very huge.
Okay, money, not a problem. Money.
Well, this whole lending thing is going to just go away like it never happened.
Okay.
You follow? So
okay.
That's really important. Other than that, I mean, it depends on what you're doing. At your age, I don't know. What do you do in your life? What's big for you? What are you up to? What do you want to have happen? Are you single? Do you want to have a boyfriend? Are you married?
I am single, and I'd love somebody to hold my hand to go to the spiritual places on the planet with me.
Well, you're going to meet somebody then. If you're available sometime in August or September, you're going to meet somebody. And
really?
It sounds like you are available, so that's good.
I know, but I've been available for 30. I've been divorced since 1970.
Uh-huh. Well, you have successfully held off any possibility for relationships for quite a while, and you may be successful at continuing that because, you know, the cards can't make us do anything. So it really is up to you. You can keep it this way for the rest of your life if you choose. It's up to you. But if you're available, like I said, available means really being available.
Okay.
If you're available, the influences are there. You follow?
Okay.
And that's really good news. And I don't see any problems this year at all. No problems. Not even a challenge. Except the changes that come in life. And Eight of Clubs never like change. You know, changes always show up like a problem for Eight of Clubs people.
I applied for something in the television area.
A job?
Well, kind of, yeah.
Well, it could happen. You have really good cards this year. The influences are very good. So I would definitely, with the cards you have, I would push forward on things that you wanted like that. I would definitely apply myself towards bigger goals if you have the notion for that.
All right.
All right. So thanks for being my guest tonight. Appreciate talking to you, Deanie.
Well, muchas gracias. Thanks.
All right. Have a great night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, our next guest her name is Wendy, and if I have her birthday correct, she's a Ten of Clubs. She's February 28th, 1953. Are you there with me, Wendy?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you, Robert?
I'm well. Welcome to the show.
Good, thanks for having me.
Yeah. So what's going on in your life? I know you're a little go-getter.
What? Well, at the moment, I'm wondering if there's going to be any changes in my work situation or any directions that I should be following.
Well, that's a good question. You have an Ace of Spades. Have you ever heard of that card, the Ace of Spades?
Yes,
I
have my layout. I have one of your books.
Oh, okay. So you're a Ten of Clubs. You've already figured it all out. And you know you have an Eight of Clubs this year, but you're asking me this question anyway. Right? Like, you already know the answer, but you're asking me anyway?
Not really.
Really? Well, how would you interpret the Ace of Spades long range?
I just know that it means change.
Big change. It means transformation. It means death and rebirth. It means, like, you know, it's probably the biggest card for change and transformation there is, okay?
Right.
So your life needs a whole new, it needs to, like, be rebuilt and started over again. You follow me?
I think so.
And it has to be something that is more, the life that you create, and you're definitely a creator, you came here to create. This life that you have to create and recreate for yourself has to be something that's more in alignment with what you love. Is this making any sense to you?
More than what I'm doing at the moment.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know what it should be. I pretty much think I know what it should be, but I haven't, you know, financially I haven't had the courage to just, you know, step away from what I'm doing and move ahead in that. It's more creative what I want to do than what I'm actually doing.
Yeah, probably more creative. It's probably more, allows you more freedom, you know,
mm-hmm.
to create and do what you want. Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, you have to decide for yourself how much your life is going to be ruled by your security and how much it's going to be ruled by what you love. See?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I make a joke out of it. I even joke with my clients about this sometimes, you know. If you want to be safe, just be in prison. You know? It's a very safe place. You get all your food taken care of for you, and seriously, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but
right.
There's some truth to it. Do you understand? So you're either
to the extent
that we're safe, we're usually feeling like we're in prison.
Right.
And those people who are really living a life that they really love are usually taking some risks. You know, they're usually not certain about the future. You know, because there's an uncertainty principle at work in life. And they're going for it, and there's a little fear there, but they're okay with that. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you can, and you have the capability to do almost anything. I just don't think you've really given yourself the chance to prove that to yourself yet.
I'm not a person with high self-esteem.
Well,
and,
you know,
I don't have a really good reason.
All the aces and tens have to work on that confidence thing. So you need to believe in yourself first, of course.
Right.
And you can make that a project of loving yourself, you know, developing that belief in yourself. Somebody has to do it. No one's going to do it for you, you know. So how's it going to happen? And you're the one that wants to do it anyway. You're the one that wants to have this great life, and you want to know that you made it. That's what you really want. You're a 10. You can't help it. Okay?
Right.
So start taking it on. Start you believe in yourself and be committed to that, whether you believe it or not. Whether you believe it or not, be committed to loving yourself and giving yourself the pat on the back and the confidence. You know what I mean? Even if you don't believe it. You stand up and say it. You act like you believe it. That's called commitment. Okay?
Is there indication that I can be successful as a writer?
You can be successful at anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your result card this year, which is an indication of where you end up by your next birthday, is the card of a published author.
Is that right?
Okay.
The King of Clubs.
So if you align yourself with this energy, you can be a published author by your next birthday.
Hmm.
And then you can just keep on living the life you have been and do your little fear thing and staying undercover and safe, and nothing will happen. King of Clubs will mean nothing.
But I don't have good reasons to be insecure, really. I just, you know, or, you know, not confident because... Yeah, you know,
well, you don't need a reason. You already are. Who needs a reason?
Right.
See, the clubs think everything has to have a reason. That's a problem when you're a club. And they think a reason like is as good as... It's like if a club person doesn't show up when they promise to, they think that if they give you an excuse that sounds good, that that's as good as showing up, but it's not. So let's get on with it, okay? Let's get on with it. You start showing the world and showing yourself first that you can do it. You can do anything, I have no doubt. So you go and make yourself a published author by your next birthday. Make that a goal and you stick it on your refrigerator and you do it.
That's a good idea. I like the idea that that's
simple
my result card.
Yeah.
What does the displacement mean? That's the only one I don't understand, the displacement card.
The interpretation is in the book. It means you have to pay attention to it.
Okay.
Be willing to work hard for it. Eight of Spades. Okay? It's easy as that.
Okay.
All right, Wendy, it's great talking to you. I'm going to have to let you go now. We're running a little short on time. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
But I wish you the best. Have a great week, great year.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to have a quick song here, and then we're going to come back after the song and have some more calls. We have three lines full waiting. Nino will be first. Here's a song called Seasons Change. And that song is called Seasons Change. It's funny, Seth was listening on the, and he said, oh, that sounds really good. And I thought, I was just thinking the same thing. Hadn't heard my own song in a long time. Really enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed it, too. Okay, back to our calls here. We have up next, we have Nino from Montreal. I assume this is a guy. May 9th, 1946. Are you there? Nino. Guess we don't have a Nino. let's see. Anybody else there? Do we have maybe Lisa?
Yes, Lisa's here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. And are you a Scorpio Three of Clubs, November 17th, 1964?
Well, most definitely. That is me.
All right. Who are you driving crazy these days?
Myself.
Oh, of course. I mean, besides
else,
that.
I have a full plate with going to school and grad school, so that's keeping me pretty busy. And then I'm taking a class with the union to get myself updated with the Microsoft Word. It's constantly changing, so I just want to keep myself abreast of things.
Yeah,
so
nice.
That's not surprising, especially being a three of club, that I like the curiosity of life and just the learning experience
sure.
of it all.
That's beautiful. Absolutely. Good expression. So what's on your mind this evening?
Questions for you. One of them is, my companion is born on September 1st, 1960, and I wondered how does he fit in to my overall spread?
Well, how do you think he fits in? I mean, what's your experience of being with him?
Pardon me?
What's your experience of being with your current partner?
I consider it like Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton.
And so can you enlighten us about what that means?
When it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. And then we separate. And for some apparent reason, I don't know what kind of kismet pull us back together again. And then it's great again. And then it's almost like this roller coaster. So in as much as I have the book, I have not mastered it to the point to say whether or not it should actually fit in. I don't want to be like Liz Taylor constantly going back and forth to Richard Burton before you decide to call it quits.
Well, you
it's
know,
like,
this
okay,
is,
you have
this
so
is a
much
relationship
fun with each
that,
other
I mean,
that
not,
you
I'm
don't know when it's
up. That it, I'm not surprised that the relationship goes this pattern because it's a mixture of good and bad. You know, it's really hard for him. Harder for him than for you, by the way, whether you know that or not. It's more difficult for him. Who's the one that keeps pulling out? You or him?
He does.
Hello?
Yes, did you hear me?
No, I didn't.
I said he does.
Oh, that's what I thought. Because I can tell this is very hard for him.
Make that judgment call.
It's very hard for him to be with you, not because of who you are, but because of the connections that lie between you. Part of it feels really good, but a lot of it doesn't feel good. You're his Uranus card. That's not so good. You're his Pluto card. That's not so good. So these, you know, you're moon to him also because you're a seven of spades and he's an eight of spades. So, you know, I think he's used to being in a little bit more control in the relationship, and I don't think he can control you that well.
Oh, okay. So he likes things that he can control.
Well, I think so. You know, I think he basically likes that, yes. I think that's his basic.
Yeah, that's so true. He's a leader in his own right.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that, you know, part of it, when you're with him, it feels really right. Like you're moon to him, it feels like you guys should be really good together. But then there's this Uranus thing where you always do the unexpected. You know, you're not doing it on purpose. You're just living your life, but you show up to him like unpredictable.
Right.
And I'm sure that rocks his world every time that happens.
Right.
You know?
No, so true, because he likes order, and he doesn't like, you know, things to be unpredictable.
And that's too bad, because with you, that's what he gets.
That's right.
Okay.
That's so true. So,
it'll last as long as it lasts. Maybe part of him wants to grow, and this is an opportunity for him to grow, but maybe he doesn't really want to grow. And if he really doesn't want to grow, ultimately, he'll have to let you go.
Right. At this stage, you know, either way is fine, I believe, because this has been a 13-year run, is that either way it goes, I believe that no matter what, we'll always be friends.
Of course. Of course.
The second thing is for my next coming birthday, what will be my long-range card?
For your coming birthday, which is not for another 6 months.
I am the four diamonds now.
It's not for another 6 months.
Right.
But next year, your long range card is a three of spades.
Oh boy.
Three of spades means doing a lot of things at the same time. It's also extremely artistic.
Really?
See how you looked at the negative side of it right away? You got a little mental monkey on your back.
Okay.
That's torturing you without your permission. So
that's a three for you.
Yeah, get your power back and say, hey, listen, I'm in charge here, and I say it's going to be a good year. So what's the good side of the three of spades? The artist card. Mm-hmm. And being able to do a lot of things at the same time,
okay,
successfully. Doesn't that sound a little better?
Yeah, no, juggling, you know, which I normally do anyway. Like I'm doing this
Well,
year.
You already are a three.
Right.
So
yeah, I'm a three of clubs.
It's no stretch for you.
So that's why I go, oh boy, more of a three.
Oh my God, how much three can I actually handle? Well, you might find out.
You might find out
next year. And you know, there could be a health matter that comes up too that, you know, that is hard to diagnose, because three of spades can mean a hard to diagnose health condition. The thing to do about three of spades is don't think about it so much, which is impossible for you, but I'm going to tell you anyway. If anything comes up health-wise, don't make it into a whole story, you know? Just be with the symptoms of whatever it is, and don't try to figure it out, and you'll be much better off. It'll just pass on its own.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
We tend to become identified with our health condition. It becomes part of our life story, which we are able to convey to other people and get a sense of identity from, and then it becomes worse. It becomes this big story. Okay?
Sympathy or empathy.
Well, thanks for being my guest. I'm going to have to let you go, Elisa, because
I
want to get
your time
at least one more caller in. So thanks
you
so much.
Well.
Have a good night. Okay, let's see. Next up, and I don't think we're going to get to everybody tonight, is Natalie from Massachusetts. January the 20th, 1951. Is Natalie with us?
Yes. Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Natalie?
I'm hanging in there.
Excellent. So what's on your mind this evening? What's on your mind this evening?
Well, I was just looking at my cards. And I wanted to ask her how to make the best use of my cards between now and through the summer. I was looking at my card for, let's see.
Let's slow down a little second here, Natalie.
Okay.
What's really your question? I mean, what's going on in your life that you want some information about, okay? Is there anything happening in your life, or is it just really boring right now? What's going on?
My finances are raggedy. And I want to know
Your finances are bad. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Have they been bad for long?
For a little while, yeah.
How long? 30 years.
For the whole entire year.
Jeez. Oh, just this one year though.
Yeah, and okay. Is it going to improve anytime soon? I mean,
is there anything you can do to make it improve at all? Is there anything that you can do to have it improve?
That's what I'm working on.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe there isn't. Maybe you're like in a fixed income. I don't know. What's your situation? Do you work?
that right now is a fixed income, but I want to get away from that, and I want to do an online business for now and try to work with that.
Okay.
And,
okay, good. I'm glad you said that. Okay, so you have a really good card for that this year. You have a seven of spades. You have it long range, and you have it in Jupiter, which means you take a chance on something that you really love, and it pays off for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
You got to do it, though. You can't. You have no evidence that it's going to be successful. There's no evidence to show you. Okay. There's no proof that it's actually going to work, but you have to believe in it anyway.
Okay.
Do you follow me? That's real important when you have a seven of spades.
Okay.
So does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that means that I have a lot of faith in what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you have to go for it because you believe in it. You know.
Right. Okay.
And there's
a couple of things. Yeah. Okay.
And you know, you actually do have really good business sense. Believe it or not, you know, you have a really good sense about business. You're a seven of diamonds. Okay. So it probably will be successful. But you're not going to have any guarantees.
Okay.
Okay, so as long as you can just proceed ahead without guarantees, you're fine.
Okay.
And everything's good. Okay? So my suggestion is, of course, go for it.
Okay, all right. Because I'm trying to work on creating a website, and I'm just like, oh, man.
Well, you know, I don't know if you should do that. I mean, because unless you love creating websites, it can be really kind of boring and kind of tedious and kind of difficult. It's better if you know somebody else who likes to do it for you, but you just design it, see. The design is what really makes the money, not the doing of it.
So I design it and let somebody else do it.
Right. Somebody who's technically oriented.
Okay. Because sometimes the techie stuff can get, you know, like, just work my last nerve, but...
Yeah.
Sometimes I get through it, and then that's something under my belt that I've learned, but...
So, I just want to say, we don't have any more time left, we're out of time, but I want to say one more thing to you, Natalie, and that is, in 2 years, you have a Ten of Diamonds long range. You want to make sure that you are working on this, so that you are able to take advantage of that... big load of money coming in 2000. Okay, it's coming later.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
Take advantage of that. All right. I'm gonna let you go. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye bye. Okay, we need to wrap up now. Thank you all for being on the show, and we'll see you next week. There will be an email blast going out this Friday with some very great specials on brand new stuff. I think you're going to like how you can really become a master of the cards. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night. We'll see you next Monday.
Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinam.